American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a bill.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are that exceptional American I'm talking about, welcome to the show. Actually, all Americans are exceptional, even liberals. Liberal Americans are exceptional. They don't, they just haven't found their place in the world, if you know what I mean. Well, anyway, another fast-moving news day, like they all are here on Agenda 21 Radio. But a special note, Roger Ailes, who basically is the man who turned around, completely turned around Fox News, actually created Fox News, perhaps the single largest conservative force ever known to date, has died. Now, if you have not heard that, I'm going to get that news out to you. It was just announced just recently. Got the little blurb on my email and pulled up Fox News. And sure enough, Roger Ailes, former president of Fox News, is dead at 77. And the article or the information from Fox News says Roger Ailes, who built Fox News into a cable powerhouse before leaving the company last year, died at the age of 77. The Ohio-born television pioneer was a confidant of presidents and acknowledged master of communications. He founded Fox News in 1996 and built it into the nation's long running number one cable news network, Ailes resigned from Fox News in July amid charges of sexual harassment. His widow, Elizabeth Ailes, confirmed the news in a statement. This is her statement now. "I am profoundly sad and heartbroken to report that my husband, Roger Ailes, passed away this morning," the statement read. "Roger was a loving husband to me and his son, Zachary, and a loyal friend to many. He was also a patriot, profoundly grateful to live in a country that gave him so much opportunity to work hard, to rise, and to give back. Ailes left Fox News under a cloud of controversy last August. The sequence of events that led to his departure began when Gretchen Carlson sued him after her contract as a daytime host was not renewed. Ailes strongly denied her allegations of sexual harassment and wrongful termination. At the time of Ailes' departure, executive chairman of News Corp, Roger Murdoch, said, "Roger Ailes has made a remarkable contribution to our company and our country. Roger shared his vision of a great and independent television organization and executed it brilliantly over 20 years. Ailes was born in Warren, Ohio, and attended Ohio University in Athens, where he majored in radio and television." It's Roger Ailes, dead at age 77. Okay, now that we've gotten through that news, the legacy of Roger Ailes, and I'm going to say it again and again and again, you cannot look at a giant like this in media communications of any sort and not take a look at the current state of affairs, and especially at Fox News, the conservative, so-called conservative giant, which has unfortunately, since Roger has left, has decidedly turned left. And that's because of Rupert Murdoch, who has single-handedly with his sons started to destroy Fox News. Now, I say that, and it's really sad that you have the progressive children of Murdoch who really are, I think, haters of America. They have this wonderful conservative network and have had, and they've been destroying it piece by piece by piece by piece. And it's really, really sad. Now, this comes on an article that we were going to cover this morning. Actually, we were going to start covering it yesterday, that we pulled off of Breitbart, which I find interesting. Unfortunately, Roger Ailes has died. But this article comes up about Rupert Murdoch. Listen to this. This is from Breitbart, Daniel Nussbaum, who we've featured on this show many times, writing for Breitbart. It says, "Fox News executive Rupert Murdoch will host a company-wide meeting Wednesday amid internal turmoil at the network and threats to its rating dominance from MSNBC. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. He said, no, I'm just kidding. I just added that in there. What have we said about Fox News plummeting in the ratings? You betcha. Because conservatives have turned it off. Conservatives will continue to turn it off. And they're going to the alternative media such as Agenda 21 Radio. That's what's happening. And, well, of course, who's now watching cable TV anyway? Not a lot of people in my circles. Everybody's turning to YouTube. And they're doing the wonderful thing of making their own news and reporting their own news as they see it from an honest standpoint. It's amazing what is happening. This is that revolution I was talking about and have been talking about it for weeks. Where cable news and cable system, they're taking it in the shorts totally. But, you know, with the Rupert Murdoch kids, the boys, if you will, it's very, very clear that they've shifted to the progressive side and the globalist one world order elite people. Getting rid of Bill O'Reilly in the fashion that they did. I got to tell you, I'm not a real Bill O'Reilly fan, but I understand his conservative appeal to everybody. And of course, here you get rid of the biggest pool at Fox News. And again, I'm not a Bill O'Reilly fan, mostly for personal reasons. factual information, I'm a fan. But for personal reasons and some of the things he says, now he stands for the thing, some of the things I'm absolutely in support of, his anti-marijuana positions and so on. But my point is this, you just don't get rid of the, you know, if you're a true conservative network, you just don't get rid of a conservative powerhouse such as Bill O'Reilly in the way that you did. And then to try and smear at the network, and this goes into the sexual harassment culture, if you will, that has permeated Fox News ever since they went after Roger Ailes to get rid of him, the boys. They opened themselves wide open to lawsuits, and guess what? All these women are suing everybody. Bill O'Reilly. I mean, now, of course, Hannity didn't take it. Hannity, who's under fire even now as we speak, to get off the air. They want to take Hannity off the air in the worst way. Well, guess what? It's not working. But, you know, I don't know how long Hannity will stay. Who knows? I mean, and quite frankly, I haven't called my friends over at Fox to find out. I'm just not going to get into that little world out there. I just know one thing, that conservatism is under assault by the Murdochs. And, oh, by the way, Fox News executive Rupert Murdoch will host a company-wide Wednesday meeting amid internal turmoil at the network and threats to its ratings dominance. What did they expect was going to happen? We conservatives were just going to sit there and take it from these progressive morons? Hey, Rupert, buddy, fire your children. They're your problem. And Murdoch, how much do you really love America? That's just my opinion. You want to take all the money you can steal from us Americans, but what are you trying to do with your sons? Trying to destroy America? You see, I bring this up right now because we are seeing a literal war of information right in front of our eyes. We've been seeing it. It's just now, I mean, we're calling it up. More and more obvious is it to everybody that this war on Trump is a war on America. And who's right in the middle of it? Who's right in the middle of it? Fox News. But are they helping? No. They're leaning progressive. I guess we've just sort of flushed them out. In memory of Roger Ailes. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. If you have not heard, a special counsel has been appointed to probe the Russian incident. Oh, my God. Okay. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, an Obama appointee, has appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller to serve as special counsel to oversee the previously confirmed FBI investigation of Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election and related matters. Now, related matters, of course, is all about Donald Trump and his connection to, I guess, the Russians and their coordination of efforts that he was coordinating somehow with Vladimir Putin to be elected. That whole shtick, if you will. Well, you know, how desperate can these folks get? There's no there, and now here we are reporting on their air, if you know what I mean. Obviously, the desperation is amazing. Is amazing. Roger Stone, longtime Trump supporter, had this.
I'm Roger Stone with a special report for InfoWars. The announcement only moments ago that the Trump Justice Department would appoint a special prosecutor to look into the question of Russian collusion in the last election is a masterstroke. Once and for all, we can clear the air on the question of whether the Russians interceded in the last election to help Donald Trump. More importantly, it proves that Donald Trump has no fear of such an investigation, and his firing of James Comey had nothing to do with heading off an investigation into this very subject. I, for one, am looking forward to clearing the air on this politically motivated charge of Russian collusion, which is without fact or evidence. Roger Stone for InfoWars.
Okay. I'm Roger Stone, who's appeared on Agenda 21 Radio several times. Thank you, Roger, for InfoWars. This is just absolutely amazing what we're seeing. I'm not going to discount it, but it's here, it's now, and we have to deal with it. What we have to deal with is the fact that we have a media empire out there that the Rupert Murdochs of the world are now starting to pander to, the so-called progressives that are trying to destroy this country. So, Rupert, enjoy your billions of dollars that you've fleeced from we American conservatives. I don't want to talk about betrayal, Rupert Murdoch, but you've betrayed the conservatives, of course. That's why people are leaving Fox News like crazy. I mean, nobody's watching Fox News except for a few of the programs. Now, the Fox Business, you still have Lou Dobbs and those guys there. People will watch that. I would say watch the alternative, not none of this stuff that where you have these progressive talking heads on Fox News. These people are pukes. I'm sorry, did I say that? And that certainly doesn't apply to the vast majority of good, hardworking Fox News contributors. They're which I really have a lot of respect for. That's hard work. I mean, it really is truly hard work, and they've been dedicated, and they're getting slammed just like the rest of us that have been loyal conservatives. Or, you know, but they're playing the mind games on everybody by persuading. So I would say that what Roger Stone there has, I would agree with. I'm going to say pausingly agree with, because you never know about Robert Mueller. I mean, you never know. And the other fact is, the big question that I want to know about is what in the world is going on with a special counsel for all the scandals of Obama? Now, we're going to explore that. We're going to talk about that. But first, before we get to that, I don't know if I'm going to have time. Yeah, I'll have time. Do I have time? I'm sorry. I have to take a look at the clock. Got to check out the clock around here and see what's really, truly going. If I have all the minutes that I need, I don't think I do, so I'll talk it out. When we come back from the break, I'll have time to play this clip, because I think it's important to understand that when you take a look at the circumstances that are going on right now, that this, all this right now, is the deep state and the globalists coordinating their efforts. Now, who are the globalists? They're the people that are in charge of the One World Order business, all those folks in charge of the United Nations Agenda 21 plan, the United Nations, the 2030 Agenda, all that stuff. Those folks and our deep state here in this country, and I'm talking about the, I refer to them, and you'll hear me say this all the time, as the bad CIA, the bad FBI, the bad NSA, all these people that are, especially the Obamaites, and there's several articles out there that have documented, if you take a look at the bureaucracies in Washington, that all these investigative agencies, these intelligence agencies in the United States have about 60% Obamaites as bureaucrats within. Now, those are people that were hired under or were appointed to their positions in intelligence by Obama, and hence the Muslim Brotherhood. That's really the connection you have to take a look at. So their bent is towards Nazism, and so they're deep state, and they behave like Nazis. That's why people are saying, gosh, this is sort of Nazi-esque what's going on. Well, that's because you have people that believe in that ideology, and they're working within the deep state. This all comes from things like Operation Paperclip, which we've documented on this show many, many times. We've had noted authors talking about it here on this radio show. And this is the deep state. So now you have a coordination of effort going on here by deep state and by the globalists. So it's two entities that are coming at us. And we will break out the globalists more specific. We've done it before. But right now, the deep state is really having an impact. These are the intelligence agency. Of course, one of the biggest players in the deep state was who? Was John Brennan. Remember, he was the director. He was the director of the CIA. And what he did remember, he's the guy I told you about when Obama appointed him, that he took the oath of office on a draft copy of the Constitution minus the Bill of Rights. Well, you know, the God-given rights. Because, you see, in his world, because he was a convert to Islam, in his world, the Constitution is Sharia compliant. That was John Brennan. That who's running the deep state. And remember, we are getting this just absolutely bizarro stuff coming from John Brennan and others at the very end of Obama's administration, in which they're openly criticizing the new president, Donald Trump, the newly elected president-elect Donald Trump, in that transition period. I mean, it was just awful. And to think that a CIA director, a sitting CIA director, would do such things. Well, we're seeing these people do things over the top. They're desperate. But that's deep state activity right there, what was going on there, the smearing of Donald Trump. And this whole Russian thing is deep state activity. Now, of course, Donald Trump was calling out the deep state. Go figure. He was calling out the deep state. Now they want to take revenge on him. And who's the coordination of effort through? Naturally, it's with the globalists. That's why you see the media so openly anti-Trump and calling for such things as impeachment. I mean, they're nothing more than an extension of the deep state. So you have globalist media working in coordination with deep state intelligence agencies. That's what this is. And never in my lifetime have I seen such things. So that's why when I take a look at my lifetime and think about my very first presidential debate that I ever saw, which was Nixon and Kennedy, I'm telling you, I span a long time. But I've never seen this type of overt, open attack on exceptional Americans. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
The former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Come on, man.
Dennis Kucinich is making major news tonight by saying the deep state is trying to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. He joins us now. That's the former Ohio congressman, former mayor of Cleveland, and Fox News contributor, along with former Arkansas governor, also a Fox News contributor, Mike Huckabee. How bad is this, former Congressman Kucinich?
Well, you have a politicization of the agencies that is resulting in leaks from anonymous, unknown people, and the intention is to take down a president. Now, this is very dangerous to America. It's a threat to our republic. It constitutes a clear and present danger to our way of life. So we have to be asking, what is the motive of these people? Who's putting these leaks out? Why doesn't somebody come forward and make a charge and put their name and a reputation behind it instead of attacking through the media and not substantiating their position?
Sir, you agree with me. This is a real danger when you have the intelligence community in an election season under the guise of national security that are spying on an opposition party candidate and transition team at a 600% increase rate from the years prior to the election season.
Well, we have to remember this. You know, our first allegiance is to our country. This isn't about one president. This is about the political process of the United States of America being under attack by intelligence agencies and individuals in those agencies. Yes, as you said, there might be some good people in there, but there are certain individuals who are the lifers who want to be able to direct the policy of the country. And if a president stands in their way, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they'll just try to run that person out.
Let me just repeat what you said. You're saying President Trump is under attack by the deep state intelligence community. Fair statement?
Well, I believe that. Not only that, Sean, but it has to be pointed out in October of 2016, that same deep state overrode the decision of President Obama and Secretary Kerry to come to an agreement with Russia over in a ceasefire in Syria. They overrode it and launched an attack against a Syrian military base. So this is a problem in our country. We've got to protect our nation here. People have to be aware of what's going on. We've got to stand up for America now. This isn't about Democrat, Republican. This is about getting what's going on in the moment and understanding that our country itself is under attack from within.
Wow. Governor Huckabee.
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations and thanks to Congressman Kucinich for having the courage as a Democrat to speak truth rather than just to speak party politics. But we hear a lot of these commentators talking about a constitutional crisis. And, Sean, we have one. But the constitutional crisis is not what the president has said or done. The constitutional crisis is unelected career bureaucrats who are trying to subvert the person that the voters chose. We have a constitutional process to remove people. It's called a ballot. And the only time that this nonsense talk about impeachment should even come up is when there is irrefutable evidence that is so overwhelming that people, even in the president's own party, would think that he has to go. And only twice in American history has a president been impeached. Neither time was that president convicted. I think the president, President Trump, should come out and say, you want to impeach me? Knock yourselves out. Go ahead. Put the articles out there. Let's do it. Let's end the Democratic Party forever, because, first of all, you're not going to have the votes to have it even come to impeachment in the House. And you're never going to get the votes in the Senate. So if that's what you want to do, just tell Maxine Waters and tell some of these other people, do it. Go for it. Knock yourselves out. Make this happen and make Donald Trump a martyr and make him the most popular and effective president that we've had probably in our lifetime.
Wow. Well, those are two heavyweights you just heard from Mr. Huckabee and Dennis Kucinich, a Democrat. Deep state, we're at war with the enemies within. It's what we've been telling you for, I don't know, it's almost 7 years now on Agenda 21 Radio, and even before that with our other shows. This is a mind boggle. There's no doubt about it. But it's very, very true. It is very, very true about what is going on with the deep state. See, all these agencies that, and you know, one report that I saw a couple of days ago, then I pulled it back up again last night, just an estimate on the number of Obamaites and deep state personnel working in the government right now. And we're talking about the agencies that the president controls and all the federal agencies. I mean, we go back all the way. Listen to this. 2006, We are interviewing people from Shanksville, Pennsylvania. You know where that is? A little memory lane here, guys. We were interviewing people back in 2006 that were trying to stop the building, if you will, of the memorial at the crash site of Flight 93. Now, here's the deal. The crash site at Flight 93, remember Flight 93 from 9/11 fame where they, you know, let's roll and they brought the plane down rather than have it crash into the White House, which is the destination of where that plane was going to go. One of the Capitol Dome of the White House. Now, let's think about this. They were trying to stop the building of the memorial. And the reason was, is because Deep State was at work. Deep State was at work actively promoting, and ultimately they did prevail, by way of Delphi meetings and things like that. They did prevail on building the largest mosque in the world at the crash site of Flight 93. Oh, it's the largest mosque. Go check it out. So, a lot of people, I mean, it was a top secret operation. Boy, when they were suppressing the media like you couldn't believe. That was back in the day when I had a website. I found my website being hacked and I didn't know why. But it was all the stories about, guess what, the crash site at Flight 93. That's when I said, you know, I have a clue here that people are watching my website and saying, you know, we don't want you to print that. But it was a deep state operation all the way. Bill Steiner, who was leading the resistance because it was built as a memorial to the 19 9/11 attackers, terrorists, and it remains that way today. Now you're saying, this is just outrageous, Paul. I can't believe what you're saying. Of course, this was my, you know, this is one of the foyers in the early days of the tinfoil hat thinking that turned out to be 100% correct. Here on Agenda 21 Radio. Actually, it was the Inside Education Show at the time when we were doing this. Because, you know, I just asked a simple little question one day. I said, what about this whole thing going on? Whatever happened to the memorial situation? It was just a story. And I followed up and I looked at some pictures and I found that there was a huge protest that had been put up to try and stop the building of the memorial. And Bill Steiner was one of the guys I discovered. In fact, it was interesting because everything had been scrubbed clean from the media. There were no videos, there were no reports, there were no nothing about anything other than what I was getting a few snippets from people on the internet as I was looking through the internet. And then I discovered, I said, well, you know, I'll just try and find somebody who lives in that area and try and get some information. I'll try and get a personal contact. So you know what happened? I searched and I searched and I searched and I finally found a newspaper article that mentioned a gentleman's name, Bill Steiner, in it. Totally unrelated to the, but it was from Shanksville. And I said, well, I'll just, you know, I had to have a contact there. I'll just look this guy up. So I looked him up and I called him. And it just so happened, after this one article, after looking at hundreds of different places to find people who might be related to this, I run into Bill Steiner, who was the man leading the cause against the memorial because it was so radically Islamic. That's deep state, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll never forget what Bill Steiner told me. He said, you know, they've had this plan to build this memorial ever since 9/11. And that plan was being worked out in the details in Washington, D.C. by the Interior Department. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill incredible pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Next hour, I will take calls, I promise. I'm getting the text thing going. Open up the phone line. 215-867-8255. 215-867-8255. That's 215-TOP-TALK for those of you that like the terminology. 215-TOP-TALK. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. Paul at a21r.com. Or Paul at agenda21radio.news will get you to me. And sponsoring the show is Numana. Yep, for all of your survivalist needs, Numana, numanna.com/agenda. That will get you the information you need to make a determination about what your survivalist needs. Okay, deep state thinking. I guess you would say that these... the Democrats behave pretty much like inmates in an institution right now. And they really truly are. It's really amazing what is going on with this whole deep state thing. Now, the big question, and this is something that I was thinking about, and I mentioned this earlier, so I touched upon it earlier in this hour. What about a special counsel for all the things that Obama did? Are we just going to forget about that? In Breitbart today, Joel Pollack, who I really like some of the stuff he writes, actually he does a very good job, except he's very fearful of Jerry Brown. Oops, did I say that? I'm sorry, Joel, I outed you, buddy. Don't be fearful of Jerry Brown. Well, he's not. I mean, sometimes he is. He just doesn't like to be hassled by Jerry Brown, the Jesuit Jerry Brown. And, boy, if you ever go to the state capitol, by the way, it's a lot like going to a confessional. I really believe that. It's very church-like. It's very seminary. Okay, anyway, but Joel Pollack, I mean, appropriately so, the title of his article, I've changed it up here, Special Counsel for Trump, but Not Obama Scandals. I think this is wonderful that he did this. I think it's absolutely wonderful that Joel did this. And in the article it says, viewed in isolation, the decision by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to appoint former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to investigate possible connections between the Trump campaign and the Russian government is defensible and even good, though unnecessary. I agree with that. It's totally unnecessary. Rosenstein was virtually a consensus appointment and was perfectly capable of supervising an investigation in a fair and impartial and credible manner. Now, some of this, and this is me talking, some people are claiming that, well, gee, Mueller's great, and he's both sides of the aisle like him. He's kind of one of the guys who can kind of create trouble when he doesn't need to. Concerned about the grandstanding thing going on there, right? And, of course, as opposed to, say, somebody like Comey, who's a president destroyer, I guess you could say. By delegating the task of overseeing the investigation to someone outside of that decision chain, Rosenstein has protected the integrity of his office and the image of the investigation. The fact that Mueller worked under the previous administration also helps in that regard. But viewed in recent historical context, and this is the key thing, the appointment of a special counsel is unfair and indefensible. President Barack Obama faced a large number of scandals, many of which involved apparent violation of federal law. And yet, in 8 long years, Obama skated by without any serious investigations by the Department of Justice or with investigations that were quashed from above. It seems Republican administrations are held to a higher standard. And this is the kind of stuff that goes on with Republicans. And I wholeheartedly agree that, with the advent of a Democrat who would place these people in office, they get held to a higher standard. Well, okay, let's just face it. They're crooks. And the Republicans have some sensibility and morality about themselves. Some. Says the most glaring example is, of course, the Hillary Clinton email scandal, which is connected to broader claims of corruption involving the Clinton Foundation. President Obama told 60 Minutes in 2015 that Clinton had simply made a mistake. I don't think it posed a national security problem, he said. The media bought it, and so did the Department of Justice, despite a mountain of evidence that she had been extremely careless, as Comey put it, a little bit later. Another example that still rankles conservatives was the IRS scandal. Hello. Where there were clear violations of federal law, including the deliberate leak of confidential taxpayer information to partisan groups, as well as violation of conservative civil rights. Yet, the Department of Justice let former IRS official Lois Lerner and her boss off the hook, saying the IRS was merely guilty of mismanagement, poor judgment, and institutional inertia, but no crimes. There was also the Fast and Furious scandal. I mean, I can just go on and on and on and on and on, can I? Yet there is no special counsel. I think there needs to be a special counsel about Obama. We can have 2 special counsels going on at one time. Don't you think? I mean, think about it. Maybe make Trey Gowdy the special counsel on that one. Just ask him if he would do it. Just, Trey, hey, can you help a country out? We need you to straighten something out. Maybe Sessions will do that with his friend, Trey Gowdy. What do you think? Wouldn't that be something else? But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to let go of these scandals. They need to be brought to justice. I think you probably think the same thing. I'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pleasant and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Roger Ailes dead at age 77. That's a pretty big death in the media communications business. And it's too bad. Great man. Great man for media, especially conservative media, which we are a part of. And, of course, the ever-shape-shifting news reporting business is becoming more and more personal. And it's really spectacular. It's really a neat time to be in this business, and a growing business at that. Anyway, a lot of things coming at you. We're going to be talking about, of course, what is going to be happening with Donald Trump's agenda moving forward, more deep state issues, more deep state stuff coming. Also, a little bit of update on the story that we did yesterday about the Orville Dam and the fish. Now, it's kind of interesting. We kind of opened up Pandora's box with the fish story. Yeah, Now, is there a scandal afoot at UC Davis? Did I say that? Is there a scandal afoot with the global warming alarmists? There could be. I mean, just, and, you know, we're more than happy to point it out to people here on Agenda 21 Radio because, you know, phony science is pseudoscience, fake science, just like fake news. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, Paul, at agenda21radio.news or 821r.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.